Shalom Aleichem, Kinderlach. It's going to be Beis Iyar, which is the birthday of the Rebbe Marash. So I'm going to share with you an incredible story with the Rebbe Marash. That story was told by Reb Nissen Nemenov, the great Mashpia in the Yeshiva in Brunois. He told it that he heard it from the previous Rebbe's secretary, Reb Cheskel Fagin in Russia. It was also a Mashpia. And he said he heard it from the Friedrich Rebbe himself. The previous Rebbe himself told it to him on Pesach of Tov Resh Pei Vav. And the story is like this. In Russia, every boy that turned 21 had to go to the army. There was no question whether you go or not. You have to go. If you don't go, you go to prison. And they punish you very harshly. So when the Rebbe Rashab turned 21, he was supposed to go to the army. And they sent a special message to the Rebbe Rash and the Rebbe Rashab that the Rebbe Rashab has to go to the army, in the Russian army. And you know, you can imagine that for a Jew, even for any Jew, to go to the Russian army is very dangerous. It's dangerous for his neshama because you can't do Torah mitzvahs in the army, but it's also physically dangerous because for a Jew to be in the army could be very bad. But for the Rebbe Rashab especially, that he should go to the army, that'd be terrible. So the Rebbe Marash knew that there was a rule that certain people who had a lot of money could buy a special piece of paper, and it costs a lot of money. If you get the piece of paper, means that you're exempt from going to the army. You don't have to go to the army. That piece of paper from the government costs a lot of money. It costs 25,000 rubles. You have to pay 25,000 rubles to get a special piece of paper from a government's office. And there it says that, okay, this person does not have to go to the army. The Rebbe Marash decided to buy such a piece of paper. And he made sure that the Rebbe Rashab would have this paper. He would not have to go to the army. But then, when he turned 21, they sent a special message that he must come to the army. So the Rebbe Marash showed the officials who came to take the Rebbe Rashab to the army, here, I bought a special ticket, a special piece of paper, and I paid a lot of money to make sure that my son doesn't have to go to the army. But what turns out, that the governor who had his office in Vitebsk. Vitebsk was not far from Lubavitch. And he was the governor of the entire area. You know, not only Lubavitch, Vitebsk, many, many cities. He was the governor of the entire province, right? Like New York State. It was like a whole state. He was the governor of all of the different cities. He was very, very powerful and very important. And he is the one who insisted that the Rebbe Rashab should go to the army. And he told the biggest general in the army, he was the main general of the army that made sure that everybody comes to the army, and he's trained as a soldier. He told the big general of the army that I think that even though this rabbi, this rabbin in Lubavitch, means the Rebbe Marash, bought a special piece of paper that made the Rebbe Rashab exempt, but I think here it's different. Because since the Rebbe Marash is very famous and all the Jews love him and they respect him, so if everybody's going to hear that this rabbi's son was able to get out of the army and not serve in the army, then everybody's going to do what he does. They're also going to buy tickets and going to buy special pieces of paper, and then no Jew is going to serve in the army. That's terrible. We can't do that. So we need to do something. We need to make sure that this Rebbe Rashab, the son of the Rabbin of Lubavitch, should be taken to the army. Maybe we won't make him stay the whole time in the army. He'll have to come at least for a few weeks and put on a formal uniform of a soldier, and everybody will see that he served in the army. Later on, we can release him and let him go home and free him from the army. But at least for a few weeks, so to give the appearance for everybody else, they should know that even the rabbi's son serves in the army. So no Jew should try to get out of the army. So that's what he said to the main general, and the main general accepted. He said, yeah, you're right. In this case, we should not accept his special exemption, that piece of paper which tells him he doesn't have to go to the army. We're going to make him go anyways. We're going to make him go at least for a short while. When the Rebbe Marash heard this, he said, no, absolutely not. My son, the Rebbe Marash, will not go for even for a second to the army. So the Rebbe Marash turned to the Rebbe Marash and said to him like this. First of all, he said, we need to learn from this whole thing. The Baal Shem Tov said, you got to learn from everything something. Everything you hear, you see, everything you experience in life, you have to learn something. What do we learn? The fact that they called you to go to the army, maybe we can learn something in Avodas Hashem, how to serve Hashem better. Because a Jew is essentially a soldier. So what we learn from this is that they tell you they want you to be a soldier in the Russian army. Well, what we need to learn from this, how to be a soldier to Hashem. And the Rebbe Marash said to the Rebbe Rashab, a soldier is a type of person that is everything, every moment, 24 hours, the entire day, the entire night, the whole time, he's completely serving and fulfilling what he's being told to do. He doesn't think twice when he understands it, it makes sense to him. To him, he only has one thing in his head. He's got to do what he's told to. He's completely given over to do what the general or his bigger officer, his general, tells him to do, and that's all he needs to know. And it's all he cares about. And not only that, says the Rebbe Marash, a soldier is someone who's always a soldier. He never stops being a soldier. He wears his uniform the whole time. He never stops wearing a uniform because he's always a soldier. And even when he sleeps like a soldier. You can tell that this is a soldier sleeping. He sleeps differently than other people. Same thing a Yid, a Jew. Jew is to know that he's always a soldier of Hashem. Even when he eats and drinks and sleeps, he's at that moment serving Hashem. You never stop serving. Even when you sleep, you serve Hashem with sleeping. You serve Hashem with eating. And when you sleep, as they say about great people, when they were little children, when they were very small, when the yarmulke would fall off the head in the middle of the sleep, they would wake up and put the yarmulke back on. Because even in their sleep, they didn't want to have the yarmulke fall off. They felt it and they would wake up. That means he's always a soldier, always aware that we are serving Hashem, we're connected to Hashem. There's not a moment, whether it's day or night, that you feel disconnected from Hashem. Oh, now I'm doing something else. No. We're always serving Hashem in everything you do. Even when you play with your friends, you're also serving Hashem. Now the Rebbe Marash says to the Rebbe Rashab, we learned our lesson in Avodas Hashem, and now you take your talis and tefillin. The Rebbe Rashab was already married. He had talis and tefillin. Go to Petersburg, the capital of Russia, and there you're going to go to some place. He told them where to go and hide so they wouldn't find him. He says, don't be afraid. Don't be nervous. Everything will be good. He sent them there. The governor saw that the Rebbe Rashab didn't show up to the army base. You know, you were supposed to show up to the army base at a certain day. Didn't show up. So he sent some soldiers to go find him. They came to Lubavitch, and they came into the house of the Rebbe Marash and said, they're looking for the Rebbe Rashab. But obviously they couldn't find him because the Rebbe Rashab was in Petersburg, in the capital, hiding somewhere. So they went back to the governor and says, the rabbi's son is nowhere to be found. So the Rebbe Marash decided to go to the general, the main general of the army, the chief of the army, and went to him with two chassidim, and he said to him, I think the fact that you sent two soldiers to search for my son is wrong, because my grandfather, they were all honored by the king as being special honored citizens, and you are not supposed to come into the house and search. If you want to know if somebody is there, you have to knock on the door and ask if this person is there, but you can't just walk in like you're walking in everybody else's house. We're considered a family of very honored people by the king. That's one thing he said. Then he said, I don't understand. I bought for 25,000 a special paper that allows him not to go to the army. Then why are we bothering him? So the general says, listen, it's not up to me, but the governor is right. If we let your son not go to the army, then all the Jews will do the same thing. So the Rebbe Marash left and decided to go to the governor, because he realized the governor is the one who controls the whole thing. And he took two chassidim and he went to the governor. He went to the governor dressed in his Shabbos clothes. And when he showed up, the governor was very respectful and made him sit down. And the Rebbe Marash said to him, listen, I want you to leave my son alone and not bother him. He cannot go to the army. So the governor says, I'm sorry, I can't allow this. He's going to have to go. So the Rebbe Marash turned to the two chassidim and said in Yiddish, you mean he's not even considering giving kavod to the Torah? He knows that I'm a Rav, and he doesn't even care about that? Has no respect at all? So then he turned to the governor and said, do you know who I am? And the governor says, yeah, I know who you are. You're Rabin Schneerson. So the Rebbe Marash said, okay, in that case, you will remember me, and you will regret it. And he got up, and he was about to leave, and the governor realized that he's now messing around with a great tzaddik, and he knew that the Rebbe Marash was a great man, a heiliger tzaddik, and that if you mess with him too much, he can cause some problems for you. So he said to him, listen, Rabbi, Rabin, maybe we can talk about it later. And the Rebbe Marash said, no, I'm sorry, I've got nothing to talk to you about it, and he left. Within a few hours, a short time, the Rebbe Marash left, the governor suddenly got very, very sick. And he had a very high fever. And the governor realized that this happened because he was messing with the Rebbe Marash. He didn't realize what Chazal is saying, or sages tell us in the Mishnah, that you have to be careful with great tzaddikim, with great chachomim, because you can get burnt, you can get hurt, because Hashem listens to them. When they say something should happen, it happens. He realized that, and he realized that he's getting sicker and sicker, and the fever is getting higher and higher, and the doctors can't cure him. They tried to give him medication, but nothing worked. He realized that means that he may die. So he sent a special messenger to the Rebbe Marash, and says, Rebbe, please forgive me. And then he said, he sent a message to him. He said, even if he says, if he has to die, the governor, please make sure that I in the next world, I won't be punished for what I did to you and to your son. Because the Goyim in those days believed in the other world. They believed in Olam Haba, in another world. But of course, they had the Goyish Olam Haba. But they believed in that there's something after you die. And so he was afraid what's going to happen, that he knew he messed around and he was causing a lot of pain and grief to a great tzaddik. And it seems like instantly, like as soon as the Rebbe Marash left, boom, he got very, very sick. And with less than 24 hours after the Rebbe Marash visited him, this governor was dead. He died. Now, this is shows the greatness of people like the Rebbe Marash, that when somebody, a goy or a rasha, try to get in the way with the avodah of the tzaddik and try to hurt him, a tzaddik can, with his thoughts and with his words, can destroy the person. Like the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, when he saw a Rasha who hurt him, somebody who told on Rav Shimon Bar Yochai to the Roman governor, the Roman king, that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai spoke against the government, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai had to run away for his life because the Romans were going to kill him, and he spent, 13 years in a cave. When he came out of the cave and he saw the man who caused them all this trouble, he's the one who told the king. And Shimachai saw him, and he looked at him, and the man died on the spot. Great tzaddikim, it says, the look, the Friedrich Rebbe says, A tzaddik can look and can destroy a person. He can look and can elevate, lift up a person to Kedusha, make him very special. The look of a tzaddik is very, very powerful. Anyways, l'chaim v'levracha.